This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to The Loud Spot. I'm your host, Sebastian. I'm hanging out with Rod Janlew with OKC Pop Culture Con. All right, before we get the show started, I do like to remind everyone to please subscribe to my YouTube channel, hit that like button, share, and you can listen to us on all podcasting platforms, Pandora, iHeartRadio, Apple, Spotify, anywhere you find your podcast. All right, Rod, I want to make sure that I did say your name right before everyone's in the comments. You said his name wrong.
It's Rod. Rod spelled rad, rad Rod.
Rad Rods. Yeah, I like that. So I met you, I guess, maybe a month ago now or so. And I found it very interesting. OKC Pop Culture Con is a pop culture con. And this particular one's kind of emphasized on wrestling, like old WWF, now called WWE wrestlers, right?
Yes, sir.
How did you even get into something like this?
This is a long story. My business partner, Andrew West, he's part of the band Murder by Love. We started a haunted attraction back in 2017. And to get more attraction to the haunted attraction, we decided to do a horror convention in Oklahoma City the summer, I want to say 2018. Okay. And it was crazy because it exploded. That first show was really successful for us. And it just took off. So we decided later on to start doing a pop culture version of the horror convention. So that's how we got started here doing this.
Okay. So when you start the horror convention, you're going to do that first. And you're doing it to draw attention to the haunted house that you guys have. By the way, there's a Murder by Love poster right there.
Yeah.
On there. So you start this to draw attention to the haunt. How do you even reach out to some of these celebrities? I mean, you have to spill your secrets and all that good stuff, but it's very interesting to be able to just decide to do something and have it take off like that.
It was difficult. It was super difficult because we literally had no idea what we were doing. And it was supposed to be just a 1 day, 1 year show. We weren't supposed to do a horror convention annually, but it was such a success that people wanted us to continue to do it. Getting a hold of the celebrities, that was the hardest part. And we started with some lower end talent, with all due respect, but the fans really loved it. And, you know, once we got our name out there, other clients were out searching for us, asking if they could come to our show. So it just all fell in place at that time.
Because there's nothing really like that. I guess there was just a hole in Oklahoma City that there was no convention. Because I would have assumed, as big as the Metro is here, and we got the basketball team and stuff, you would have assumed that would have already been filled by somebody else doing it. And apparently it wasn't, huh?
No, they call themselves comic conventions, but all it is just, it's like a flea market, and they have cosplayers. That's all they've been doing in Oklahoma the last couple of years. And I just wanted to bring a different aspect to it. People want to come see the celebrities, whether they want to admit it or not. They don't get a chance often to do that here in Oklahoma. So I wanted to bring that to Oklahoma. So
and then you started now. And now this pop convention. So this is going to air Thursday, June 23rd. That's tomorrow, right? Tomorrow. Okay. This is going to air then tomorrow morning. And so what we want to talk about is we want to kind of emphasize on the pop convention. So what is this the first? This is the second pop convention I think you've thrown, right?
Yes. This is the second and a half. The reason why I say half, in 2020, we did a combo of the pop culture convention and the horror convention combined because of all the cancellations of COVID. So this is the second actual year of the pop culture convention.
Okay. And the emphasis this year, did you mean for it to become like wrestling legends, or that did it kind of take its own toll in that direction?
I've been doing a lot of traveling lately with some of the celebrities that I represent, and I've seen a large community in the wrestling community, and I knew that there was a big fan base there. And all the shows outside of us, they only bring anime and voice actors, and I'm tired of that. It's boring. It's just So I wanted to bring something. I wanted to get a new fan base into our show, so I went to the wrestling route, and we've never had, a response like this. So It's going to be big.
It seems like just starting the horror convention to begin with, just for an idea for the haunt, completely changed your life, because now you're representing celebrities and you're talking to different people. Is that something that's just like, did you plan on this kind of, I guess, success or growth in the first 4 years of just starting this?
Absolutely not. I literally had no intention. I actually hate agents. I cannot stand them. Everyone knows that too. And now that I am one, it's because I'm doing it the right way. I want to do it. I see the bullshit that, excuse my language. I don't know if I'm sorry.
You can say whatever the fuck you want.
Okay. I can't stand the bullshit that I had to go through with these sons of bitches. So I decided to take it upon myself and do it the right way, because I know how hard it is to book talent as a show promoter. So I make it easy for show promoters.
Or a podcast, it's hard, dude. It's hard for podcasts, because sometimes the people don't show up. So you rely on managers to get I do a lot of band interviews, right? Rely on the managers and whoever's with the group. And sometimes if they're not talking to you or not talking back and forth, it winds up being a show that doesn't even happen. So I know what you're saying with agents. Sometimes it's you have to be better than the ones that you've dealt with.
Absolutely. Which is super easy. And I think that's why my clients, they love me to death. I'm making them so much money, and I'm not bragging, but I'm just saying it's just the simple shit that the other agents weren't doing to make this happen. For example, I have Lou Ferrigno. He's the Incredible Hulk, but also he was a world famous bodybuilder before he was the Hulk. So we started doing gym appearances, and they are just packed. I mean, lines of people coming. None of his managers did that previously, which I think is just so obvious.
Yeah, that's what you should do, right? Do you plan on taking this outside of Oklahoma if it grows much more? Like, is this something that could maybe just slightly thought about it? Maybe you thought about it a lot. Something you take nationwide.
Actually, Andrew and I are working on 4 different cities for the horror convention by 2023.
Nice.
So, and then the pop culture convention is not nearly as popular as the horror convention. The horror fans are just, they are the most supportive crowd I've ever met. But the horror convention, I've seen some pockets in some cities that we really want to reach out to nationwide. We'll see how it goes.
Have you done your research to make sure there's no horror conventions in those cities?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Absolutely. Otherwise you're competing with somebody else. Has there ever been a celebrity that, because I know you're big into the horror thing, right? And now you're doing the pop stuff, but has there ever been a celebrity in anything that you've done that you've really looked forward to meeting and talking to, and maybe get a little bit what do you call it when you get
starstruck?
Yeah, because I don't know if I can get starstruck anymore talking to some of the people I've talked to, but did you deal with that at first, or is that something that you still kind of deal with, or never?
I think when I was younger, I did. But now my first big interaction with doing a booking a tour was with Anthony Michael Hall. He was from Breakfast Club, 16 Candles. And he actually wanted to be a business partner of mine in the horror convention. And so after meeting guys like that and just seeing that they are so normal, most of these people are more normal than we are. Yeah. I don't get starstruck anymore, but maybe when I was younger, I was a big fan of Jose Canseco, big baseball fan.
Right. He's going to be at the pop.
Yeah. He'll be at the show Saturday.
And then you just made a new announcement. Let's go to your website real quick. We're going to put this on the screen here. I won't be able to see it once it's pulled up.
Okay.
But you'll be able to see it. I'll be able to scroll down the website for anyone interested. Now I know this is just for Oklahoma City, and most of my fans are not just in Oklahoma, but like he said, they're planning on taking it other places. And if you want something like this in a city where you live or near where you live, message me, or you can, I'm sure there's, is there an email for the OKCpop.com website where they can reach out to you and maybe suggest their city?
Yes, absolutely. So that would be great.
It's on the website.
So it's on the website. Yeah, absolutely. Sorry.
The website right here. Okay. So I'm going to scroll over to here now. So I can't see the screen. You can. So you have Oklahoma City Pop Culture Con, right?
Yes. And
so it's not just PopCon, it's Pop Culture Con.
Yeah. And there's it's Pop Culture Convention.
Okay.
Long story behind that. So.
Okay. You got the cassette tape there. Did you design this website?
It's real shitty. So I'm going to say no, but yeah, I had to.
Okay. If you go on here, you can see. So was that a Power Ranger?
He's like the most powerful, or sorry, most popular Power Ranger. His name is Jason David Frank. Okay. He's like the guy. I'm going to be honest. I've never seen an episode of Power Rangers in my life. However, their fan base is ridiculous.
Dude, it is. Dude, I never really watched it either, but it was when I was a kid growing up. I mean, everybody watched that. Okay, now here's some of the wrestlers that are going to be there. So if you're like, I'm like Sergeant Slaughter, Million Dollar Man. Are these people already 100% committed to going?
Yeah, they're going to be. Yeah, they're all going to be there. Matter of fact, one of my clients is on there. It's Brutus the Barber Beefcake, and he set me up with all these guys. So they're all good friends. And this is the first time they've ever done this five together. So this is really cool.
I was wondering how you got me to make that video for you on the website. I guess you work with them.
Yeah. Well, honestly, most of the guests should do that. It only helps themselves, not just us. It helps them as well. So
people are going to want to come. They charge to take pictures and stuff with them and autograph. Yeah, for sure. You have Ryan Hurst here. You have Dougie Doug. He was in Cool Runnings.
Yeah.
Right. There's Jose Canseco. Thunder Rose is going to be there. Susanna Malak. I don't know who's. Right. Boba Fett.
Susanna Malak. Okay. So she is in the new Mandalorian, the new Boba Fett, and all the new series that you see on Netflix.
Okay.
She is an actual good friend of mine. She's the funniest person you'll ever meet. Telling you, you need to make some time to meet her. I'm telling you, you're going to laugh your ass off.
That is cool. Then you got some more wrestlers. Is it Jamil Holloway?
He was a quarterback for the Oklahoma Sooners back in 80s. The mid-80s. Yes.
If you're a big Oklahoma Sooner fan. And then here you got Jeremy London. I don't know who that is either.
He was in Mallrats with Jay and Silent Bob and Kevin Smith and all that. Yeah.
Okay.
And he's been in other things also, but that's just as notable.
Okay. Then you have your passes. Okay. So now let's get to the email here in just a second. I'm going to take this off real quick. Let's say somebody wants to, now it's last minute, cause this thing is on Saturday and Sunday. Someone wants a VIP pass. They're like, hey, I want to go VIP. What does the VIP pass get you that the general admission does not?
Okay, so the VIP is going to get you an event t-shirt. It's going to get you into both after parties, which is Friday night and Saturday night. It's going to get you front of the line access to all the celebrities, front row seating for the wrestling events, front row seating for the panels. And then we have a special VIP meet and greet Saturday night where the VIP pass members are allowed to come meet with the guests at a certain location.
You got to be so excited about how this has taken off. I mean, from just an idea to what it's doing now to something you couldn't even fathom what it's doing right now. Just the feeling of doing something positive. Like, is this all you do now for work? Like, is this your main job? You get to just do this all the time?
You know, it's funny you say that. So my main job, and always will be, is the haunted house. But this job is literally 365 days a year, both the conventions, the horror convention and the pop culture convention. So I don't know how to put what in order, but my baby is the haunted house for sure.
Yeah.
But this thing has exploded in a sense, but it takes so much work. It seems super easy. That's what I thought, but there's so much bullshit that goes with it.
I saw you last week. You look like a booking agent. you had like your schedule out. You had everything going on. You're writing things down.
Oh, shit. And
for anyone that's thinking, oh, shit, I could do something like that. Listen, motherfuckers, this is not easy. Like, this is a full-time gig. And you could tell by what you put into it. And I see you running around. Like, I didn't even know if you're going to make the show tonight because I knew that you got to be like super busy right now getting everything prepared.
I would not miss your show for anything, man.
So what goes this? You have two conventions. You're only doing two conventions right now. You said it's a 365 day. What? But that, I mean, I guess we don't really want to go into it too much because you don't want other people taking your ideas, but is it like scheduling and getting in contact and having to, because once someone says they're going, you have to solidify that they're going to be there. What if they just don't show up?
It's happened. That's happened. And it sucks because the attendees get pissed off at me. I can't do anything about that. You know, and I guarantee you I've never had a show where someone hasn't canceled. So okay. I'm just waiting to hear who's going to cancel. It just happens, you know, and I have no control over that. So
because if one person, let's say someone's bringing like a family of like 10 and they're all going there just to see Sergeant Slaughter, right? Knock on wood that he's not the one that doesn't show up this year. Okay.
I know.
Let's just say it would be kind of a funny story though if he didn't after talking about it.
Yeah.
Let's say he's the one that doesn't show up and you have like 10 people or even 20 people that they only went there just to see Sergeant Slaughter. They're dressed like him. And people say, you know what? I want a refund because this is bullshit. We were told he was going to be here. What do you say to that? Do you just say, sorry, there's all these other celebrities you can meet?
Honestly, depending on how they approach me, if they're respectful about it, I'll do it in a heartbeat. If they're shitty about it, I'll probably beat the shit out of them and then kick them out of the show. Honest to God, if they're respectful about it, I understand shit happens. I don't mind giving a refund at all. It just depends on how they approach the situation. That's how I am.
Yeah, well, they say you catch more bees with honey, right?
Yes, that's right.
I should take my own advice on that because, if I get the wrong burger made at McDonald's, I'm going in there like, fuck this place. So we got a wrestling ring that's also going to be at the convention, right? It's going to be kind of near where I'm standing and like the kind of near the media area, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And there's going to be live wrestling events, which I think is super cool. I mean, there's going to be several matches. There's going to be a Royal Rumble. Check this out. It's first time ever they're doing a pay-per-view event there.
They have
some crazy shit going on, man. So
are the newspapers and stuff going to be there like that? Do you even have control? Cause like you invited me to go, right? Cause we know each other now. So I was invited, but does like the newspaper, if other media people show up, do they also just get in as like a media pass kind of thing?
I'm going to tell you, Oklahoma sucks. Our newspapers and the news stations, they're not interested in cool shit. They won't cover this event, but I guarantee you they'll cover some fucking book fair or something at the library this weekend. Yeah, so,
they won't cover. Have you reached out to them?
Oh, yeah. They don't put it on their priority list. So I stopped reaching out to them because it's like I have to beg them to give them a badass story. And I don't want to do that. That's crazy.
So the news should be there at least, you would think.
Yeah. You would think, I know they see it. It's all over every radio station. I mean, it's everywhere, social media, but I don't know.
Well, how many people are expected to be at the event this weekend?
We're probably going to see 4,000 to 5,000 people. I would, that's my guess.
What's crazy? I swear to God, man. My wife asked me just a little bit ago. She didn't really ask me. I was just saying something because I'm like, I'm going out Friday night. Then I go out Saturday night. And she's like, you can't be hungover. You got all these things you got to do. I was like, I'm not. It's super important. There's going to be a bunch of people there. And what I said is there's going to be like 2,000 people there. And then I was like, well, I don't know. Maybe that's like overthinking. But I guess the numbers are probably doubled. I said 2,000. Just trying to look like it was bigger than it is, but I guess it's actually bigger than what I thought it would be.
Well, here's the thing. I base my numbers off of pre-sale tickets. We usually do about 75% to 80% of our tickets the day of. People do not
really.
So I'm basing that number that I gave you off of pre-sale tickets.
Okay. So the numbers that you've already sold quite a few then.
Yeah.
And you're expecting 80% or whatever of that to be the day of like at the door.
Yes.
Okay.
Which is crazy, but that's just, and I think people do that for so many reasons. One being cancellations, you know, if a guest cancels that they want to see, then they're going to be like, screw that. I'm not coming. However, we have, it's a $20 ticket for all the shit that we're offering. It's literally one of the best deals in the country,
deal, man.
Yeah. Okay.
With a $20 ticket, though, that gets you access to walk into the room where all the celebrities are at, right? So you get to walk, but you don't get, but now this to take pictures and autographs and stuff, do the celebrities charge on their own for those?
Yes, they do charge, and that's how they make their money. But if you want to just go say, hey, Sergeant Slaughter, you were a badass wrestler in the 80s or 90s, you don't have to, you can go meet them. It's not like you have to pay to meet them. Yeah, if you want to just meet them. So if an autograph really means that much to you, then that, you know, that costs money, whatever. And the reason why they do it, they, these guys, there's a lot of collectors that will be there, and they resell these items. So they have to make their money as well. So
yeah, there's people that go, I've been to a couple conventions where people just have like all like five autographs of one person. They're just selling them. At this whatever convention that they're at. So you chose Remington Park. So for anyone who lives in the area, or even if you live in Arkansas, Kansas, Texas, a nearby state, and you want to come and check this out, it's at Remington Park. Okay, Remington Park is like where they do horse races. It's a casino. It's a huge, just gigantic building. Did the first horror con that you threw, was this also at Remington Park?
No, no. Our first show was at the state fair, and they screwed us over so bad. So I made it a point, we're never going to go back there. I actually had my first horror convention at Remington Park last year, and that place is phenomenal. The everything about it, I love that place. It's centrally located. It's free parking. I mean, it's perfect. Big space. We really like it there.
Well, what's good about Remington Park is if people don't even know about the convention, there's people going to be at Remington Park anyways.
Exactly.
Or anything else. Like, I know there's no horse races going on that weekend. I heard you talk about that. There's people going to be there anyways. And if you guys doing this convention, people are going to want to check it out. And if they think it's cool, they're going to invite their family to go check it out.
Yes. And, you know, they've helped us a lot. They have about 200,000 followers on social media. And for us, that's a big deal. And they help promote the event because, I mean, you know, they're smart. They make money for the more people that show up. So,
so you don't just rent the building. Do you have to pay them per person?
No. We do a rental, and okay. So you just we rent, take you care of everything else.
The whole building for like the area that the convention's in for the weekend.
Yes.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay. Let's go back to the website. Where, if someone wants to go on this website, and let me put it back up on the screen here. So someone's going through here and they want to contact you and say, "Hey, I really, you know, I live in a whatever town or whatever city, and they want to go and email you." Is that the bottom of this?
It's at the bottom.
Let's find out. Oh, so here's some pictures of, is this last year's pop?
Yeah. Yes. That's last year. Yeah.
Okay. So you got some Star Wars things and what is that thing?
That's I don't know.
it's something that was there. See, that's the thing. You don't have to know what everything is, as long as everyone else knows what it is.
Yeah.
Okay. So here's some cool pictures of last year's, convention, and I guess people this year are not so scared of COVID anymore. Okay, so you hit the contact page, maybe, right?
Honestly, if you go down a little bit more, I'm trying to scroll on my phone like a dumbass.
That's fine. No, I'm right here. I'll just go. I think you probably hit the contact.
Let me do this. It's the name radjanlu@yahoo.com. That's the easiest way to do it.
There you go. Rad.
Sorry.
It's Rod, but radjanlu@yahoo.com. But you can click on this contact, and there's no email on here either. But is that your phone number? You got your cell phone number on there?
No, that's the business line.
I was like, man, you put your cell phone number on the thing. Any other conventions you've thought about doing? And then I want to get into the haunt. After we talk about this, I want to go talk about the haunt and what that's all about. Are there any other conventions that you've thought about throwing here in Oklahoma City?
We do a Christmas pop culture convention at December time. It's like a spinoff. It's a smaller show.
Okay. Still at Remington?
No, we do it at a smaller. We can't do it at Remington because it's race season. Or like the early part of December is still racing. So we just do it at a local hotel a banquet room. It's a lot smaller though.
Okay. Okay. Let's talk about the haunt then. Do you guys, and we've talked about a little bit with Gambit on the, when we did the Murder by Love, but you know, I want to get your thoughts on it. So this is kind of near Remington Park, isn't it?
Yeah. It's literally 5 minutes away.
That's why you think it's centrally located. Cause that shit is not centrally located to where I'm at. I'm like, fuck, that's far across town. But I'm on the west side of Oklahoma City. And that's like on the way east side of Oklahoma City.
All right. So I guess when we say that, I guess we mean that by the state standpoint, it's centrally located.
Centrally located is like downtown Oklahoma City. Yeah. That's like centrally located, right?
You can see the Devon Tower from both places.
I could see it from here too. So the Devon Tower is centrally located, all right?
You're like, I can see it in fucking Guthrie.
Right? Yeah, exactly, dude. I fucking saw that shit when I was in Watonga the other day. No, I'm just kidding.
Blaine County.
What was my fucking question? God damn it. The hot. Let's talk. Yeah, it is Blaine. That's right. That's right. You know the industry that I'm in. Okay. We're not going to talk about it. Some people don't like it. Okay. So the haunt that it's literally, and I was just there because Murder by Love just shot a music video, which I missed you for because I was going there hoping to see you. And by the time I got there, I think you had just left. Yeah, just
man.
Left. I know.
Sorry.
It's going to be super fucking cool, dude.
It looks cool. I saw some previews. It looks awesome.
I made a little video for it. I'll send it to you, like a little thing for it. So the haunt is pretty much, it sits on how many acres of land?
I think total there's over 600 acres of land.
Okay. And then within that 600 acres, you guys have it's not just a haunted house. It's also it's outdoor and indoor, right?
Yes. They have a pro shop there that they run their, what do they call that? Wakeboard and aqua park through. They have a concert venue there, a big stage, all kinds of stuff. They're really cool piece of land.
Okay. And that got started. Is that something you guys bought and decided to make? Like, did you buy it to make a haunted house?
No, we actually, the owner is Garrett and Roger Skeen. They own this land and
okay. We
got involved with them. They had some issues with the haunted house that was there previously. And then we had some issues, I want to say 2019. And so we both teamed up together and came to their land. They needed somebody to do a haunted house and we needed a place to go. It was a perfect fit.
Okay. So the after party then for the convention, is that going to be at the haunted house? Is that?
It's at the Aqua Park Wake Zone area. And the pro shop, there's a full bar restaurant in there. And then all the attendees are going to be able to go out to the aqua park and do all kinds of fun stuff. So
the after party is still, because the convention ends at 6, right? It's from, I think from 10 to 6 on Saturday, and then from 11 to 6 on Sunday, I think.
Yes.
Okay. So once 6 o'clock rolls around and it hits, that's immediately after that, the after party starts, right?
Yeah, well, okay, so 7 to 8 p.m., the VIP, there's going to be a VIP meet and greet at Lost Lakes where we're doing the after party inside of the pro shop where the bar and restaurant is. And then at 8 o'clock, the after party will begin where the attendees can do, go swimming, drink, have a good time, live music, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, I will not be there too late because I got to be back at the convention on Sunday. So if you're at the convention and you want to come say hi to me, I'll be where the media people are, I guess. I'll be hanging out over there. Come say hey, maybe I'll get you on camera if you're interesting enough and talk with you. If you're not interesting, I might talk to you still anyways. The VIP tickets gets you into the after party. What, and I think we kind of grazed over it earlier, but are there some celebrities that are planning on going to the after party as well?
They're not obligated to, but I know a couple will for sure. I know for sure they will. Yeah. Some of them are going to be boring and go back to the hotel. Some are going to have a good time and hang out.
Especially the older ones going to be like, man, fuck this. We've been there, done that. Our wives are going to be pissed if we are not home asleep by 8 o'clock tonight. And so will the doctors. The doctors will be pissed.
You'll be surprised. Really? I want to see Brutus out there.
Okay, well, see, okay. Well, he still looks like he's young and having fun. But some of these guys, man, you got it. Just the damage they've done to their bodies, especially some of these wrestlers. Like, they do not want to go out and party afterwards.
I don't think Jake the Snake's going to party.
Yeah, probably not, man. I would love to see the Bushwhacker. Was it Bushwhacker Luke?
He's awesome.
Is he?
He is so awesome. He's going to party. I know that guy's going to party.
Well, I appreciate you so much for coming on the show. And I also thank you very much for letting me be a part of the convention. I want to do all these conventions. Whatever you got to do, whenever you're doing one, I would love to go there and podcast. I think your phone rang or something.
Can you hear me? Can you see me? I can hear you.
That's fine. We're about to end the show. Just stay right there till after the outro song plays. You'll be able to hear that. Then we'll end this. I do want to thank everyone that listens to the podcast. Please go check out OKC Pop Culture Con this weekend in Oklahoma City, OKCpop.com. That's all the time we got. Subscribe to my YouTube channel. Check us out on all podcasting platforms. Peace out, rock on, and much love.
This is the Loud Spot outro by Nothing Short of Tragic.
Is this all talk with no action?
No.
Is this my thoughts with distraction?
No.
Is this what I bought that's in fashion? Or is this the Loud Spot with Sebastian?
Yes.
Does something short of tragic have us back again?
Yes.
Does everything that's good really have to end?
Yes.
Our pimp host has a pimp show, so to get more episodes, make
take an order. This is over.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.